Ohio, KM4DTQ.
KM4DTQ, this is KJ4UIO.
You're on the phone yet?
I didn't hear anything come in yet.
This is KM4DTQ, clear.
And that was a very, very white noise signal. Couldn't hear your voice just barely.
For that, I'm trying to do location. 84DMA, testing your equipment. 84DMA. 84DMA, testing your equipment. Requesting a signal report. 84DMA.
That was a little better. I could hear your voice that time. I could hear you say you were requesting a single report, but that's about all.
Okay. Thank you very much. KD4DMA clear.
KDJN out.
CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW.
W4DJW, W4FHJ. David, I've got one short announcement whenever we can. Over.
Okay, Gene, go right ahead with your announcement.
Sure that. I'd like to announce the passing of a very close friend of mine who's a ham radio operator. I realize that most of the people on this net probably would not know him at all. He hasn't been active recently. He's had a lot of sickness and so forth, and he died yesterday. His name is Ron Alberson, what's the matter with me? Got a mental blank as many times as I have. MWC, W4MWC. Anyway, he and I go way back. We were both employees of South Carolina Educational Television. And years ago, he built the 3494 repeater. That's the Greer Amateur Radio Club repeater up on Paris Mountain. He built that out of a bunch of surplus equipment, old railroad Sensicon equipment. He and I both built it. Of course, he built it mainly, but I was with him. I helped out. He also built an ATV repeater on Paris Mountain. And he's very active in latter years in amateur television. So hopefully some of the folks on the net might remember Ron Alberson, WA4MC. Here again, I got a mental blank. Somebody could fill me in, though. Anyway, Ron is survived by his wife, Becky. That's all I have, David. Thank you. Out. Over.
Okay, Gene, we appreciate you bringing that to the net. It's always sad news, but it's good for people that knew Ron and that were, can stay informed. Does anyone need any fills on Gene's announcement? Okay, Gene, it looks like that's everybody heard what they needed for now, but we do appreciate you bringing that. We're sorry for the loss of your friend. I know that's pretty tough, especially when you've, you know, coworkers that you've worked with for many, many years, and a lot of water's gone under the bridge there. So appreciate you bringing that to us, and really sorry for your loss. Are there any other announcements for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As they check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chew portion. Before we get started with the roll call, we're going to ask for brand new amateur radio operators that have never checked in or really uneasy about checking in, aren't quite sure about what the protocol is. Just throw your call sign out there and I'll do the rest. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW.
And go with the pre-net check-ins and then EchoLink, and then we'll get the RF section. So for the pre-net check-ins this evening, we have W4MFC. That is Fred. He's over in Travis Rest. Bring with him in for IEI. This is Miss Isla. Appreciate you guys being with us tonight, Fred and Isla. KI4LZI, that's Andy over in Table Rock. Good to have you with us tonight, Andy. KC4W, that's Bill and Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bill. K5WLL, that's Leroy over in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Leroy. KO4AOW, that's Bill. He is over in Inman. Good to have you with us tonight, Bill. And K4OSH, that's Pat. He's over in Malden. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Pat. KN4URF, that is Aaron. He's in Gastonia, North Carolina. Appreciate you taking the time to use the pre-net check-ins, all of you, this evening. Appreciate you doing that. And now we do have an EchoLink station or two. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John Brown Summit, and I'll hang around. W4DJW, please check in KZ4TMA. Simon in Greenville, no traffic, no announcements. But this is a first time I've checked in, tried a moment ago, and I think I was just a bit too slow. So thanks for the opportunity, but sorry I missed it. But very glad to check in tonight.
Okay, net control lock to recognize KN4RJN, that is John in Brown Summit, North Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, John. I do have you down for comments, so we'll be back to you in just a little bit. Do appreciate you being with us this evening. And KZ4TMA, that's Simon. He is over in Greenville. Good to have you with us tonight, Simon. Yeah, we're here every single night at 9 p.m. Do stop by, check in, hang around for comments if you want to, ask questions. we like having new guys here, so appreciate you being with us this evening, and hope you can take something away from the net tonight. If you have any questions, you can recheck. That's what we're here for. Everybody get together, get to know each other, get questions answered if you got questions. So appreciate you being with us tonight, Simon. And welcome to the hobby. Any other stations? Let's see. That's EchoLink. Tonight is Saturday night, so we're going to begin the RF section of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening with Alpha through Delta. Station with the first letter of the suffix of their call that begins with letters A through D and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
4DJW. Dave, please check in. Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative. 73 to everyone on the net.
AW. Check in. Kilo 1, Charlie Juliet Whiskey. The name is Roland, and we live in Pickens. And two negatives, and good evening to all.
4DJW. And Kilo Mike 4, Bravo, Lima Hotel. KM4BLH. The name here is Kurt. The QTH is Greenville. No traffic, no comments.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KK4DMW, that's Rick. Bring with him KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena, and KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle. They're all over in Piedmont. Good to have you with us tonight, Rick. Tell Lorena and Michelle we said hello. Do appreciate you guys taking the time to check in this evening. And K1CJW, that's Roland over in Pickens. Good to have you with us tonight, Roland. Hope you're doing well. And KM4BLH, that's Kurt. He's in Greenville. Sounding good from Greenville tonight, Kurt. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DHAW. Okay, sounds like we got that group. We'll go ahead now and move it up to the Echo through Hotel group. Station with the first letter suffix their call that begins with letters E through H. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DHAW.
4DJW. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry in Cameron, North Carolina, and we'll stick around tonight, Dave. Thanks.
W. Beat Hotel Alpha November, Brian in Greenville, negative and negative, 73 to everybody.
4DJ, 4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Gene in Terrace, negative and negative, over.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize W4FHJ. That's Gene. You were in my log, Gene. I just did not call yet when I got to the end of the pre-net check-ins. I had a check mark by there as if I did, but I didn't, so I appreciate you reminding me. Net control, I'd like to recognize W4FHJ. That's Gene over in Taylor's. Good to have you with tonight, Gene, and appreciate the announcement. KC4EZN, that's Harry. He's over in Candler. Got you down for comments. Harry, we will be back to you in just a little bit. And K8HAN, that's Brian over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Brian. Hope you're doing well. Any other stations in the Echo through Hotel group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. It's Patrick up in Benrose, and I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thank you, Dave, for calling the net.
Jacob. Check in Kilo Oscar 4 Echo Yankee Victor. That's KO4EYB. David in Whitmire. No traffic, no comment.
W4DJW. Check in K2RCL Kilo 2 Romeo Charlie Lima Russell out of Taylor's, and I am negative and negative.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KO4HKX. That is Patrick over in Penrose. Good to have you tonight, Patrick. You're sounding good. KO4EVY. No, KO4EYV. Sorry about that, David. David's over in Whitmark. Good to have you tonight, David. Hope you're doing well. And K2RCL. That's Russell. He's over in Taylor's. Good to have you tonight, Russell. Hope you're doing well as well. Any other stations in the Echo through Hotel group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, sounds like we got that group. We'll move it on up to India through Lima. Stations with the first letter of suffix their call that begins with letters I through L. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW.
Kilo
four. Check in Kilo four. Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative. Say 73s for each one of you.
W. Did this out here well.
Got the play. Please check in QRS for 4 Delta Zulu QRS, KL4GPS. Mobile by the campfire, Scott and Pendleton. I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, there was a double there, so, and Sid won out. So there's a mobile station that was doubling with Sid, and Sid won out, so we'd really like to get you checked in. Listen up. If you don't hear your call, try it again. Net control, I'd like to recognize KK4JFO. That's James. He's up in Tuxedo. Sounding good as usual, James. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And W4IOE. That's Sid. He's over in Fletcher, North Carolina. Sid runs the 146.64 net on Sundays at 8. So be sure and check in with Sid tomorrow night on 146.64. That's just a click or two up from 146.61, which is where you are right now, with a PL tone of 91.5. Be sure and check in with Sid. Hang around after Sid's net, around 9 o'clock or later, sometime around there. Whenever the 2-meter net ends, they'll have a SoScan TV net. Not all the time, but a lot of the time. So be sure and check in with Sid tomorrow night. Hang around for the SoScan TV. You'll get an education. Good to have you with us tonight, Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And that mobile station that doubled was the Sid. Try it one more time.
This is QRS Oscar 4, Delta Zulu Sierra. I am mobile by a campfire in Pendleton, South Carolina. It's KR4DZS. My name is Scott. I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, we got you that time, Scott. You're a little bit too close to the mic because it's overdriving. It's it's over deviating, and so it makes it real fuzzy, hard to understand what you're saying. So back the mic off about 5 or 6 inches and give me your location again. I've got KO4DZS and Scott, but I didn't get what your QTH was. You still with us out there, Scott? Okay, maybe he's going through a shadow, but we did get him checked in. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Scott. Take care. Be careful out there on the road. Any other stations, India through Lima, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Hope everyone's have a good night. 7-3.
Okay, Nick Control, I'd like to recognize KK4JBQ. That's Larry. Bring with him KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. Always good to hear you on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Larry, tell Miss Donna we said hello. Any other stations, Echo, India through Lima, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, looks like we got that group. We'll move it up to Mike through Papa. Stations with the first letter suffix of their call that begins with letters M through P. Would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW. Oscar Mutt Kilo, this is Stephen Allen Greer. I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, Nick Control, I'd like to recognize KO4OLK. That is Stephen and Greer. You sounded good tonight, Stephen. Do appreciate you checking in with us this evening. Any other stations in the Mike through Papa group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. Please check in. Kilo 4, Delta Mike Oscar India Mike. All at home and
in.
I'll be negative and negative.
DJW. Please check in K4OSH. Kilo 4 Oscar Sierra Hotel. No traffic, no comment, but I do have a question for you.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize K4OIM. That's Walt. He's our new Tuesday night net controller, doing a fantastic job as he settles into Tuesday night. So be sure and check in with Walt every Tuesday at 9 p.m. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Walt. You sounded good. And K4OSH, that's Pat. He's over in Malden with a question. Pat, go right ahead with your question.
This is K4OSH. Last couple of times I have used the early check-in and was monitoring the frequency. It did not announce, but the net controller recognized me as being part of the early check-in group. Any idea why that would be?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, Pat, because I meant to put out announcements on that, but I haven't done it yet. So one morning I was up working away just listening to the repeater, and I was those guys that travel in to work, they have their rag chew, their morning rag chew. These are the guys that get up like at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the morning, and they're traveling into work. They're having a round chew, and my eyes are blurry, and I got my glasses on. I'm drinking some coffee, and I hear them talking, and then all of a sudden, right in the middle of their conversation, comes an early morning Freenet check-in. Right, like somebody checked in, and they weren't really listening to the repeater to see, and they had the checkbox on yes. To announce it. So it was kind of rude. It was interrupting them. They didn't say anything. They were very cordial about it, but I thought, you know, that's just not right. So now what it does is if there is a rag chew going on, if somebody's using the repeater and you check yes, announce it, and you're not, you don't have a radio around, you can't hear it, you don't know what's really happening. If there hasn't been dead air for 60 seconds, that means there's a rag chew going on. Right, and it won't announce it. It'll check you in, right, so you'll show up in the list, but it's not going to interrupt their QSO. Does that make sense?
Affirmative, that does make sense, but because I was monitoring, I didn't hear anything before I checked in with my iPhone app. That seemed a little curious.
So sometimes people, you know, they're busy and they're doing stuff, and they'll wait 15 seconds. They'll wait 20 seconds before there are, you know, gaps of 10 or 15 or 20, maybe 30 seconds. I picked 60 out of the sky. All right. I just picked a number. All right. There needs to be dead air for 60 seconds. We could pick something different. I don't know how long you listened. It might have been, you might have listened 10 seconds and there was nobody talking. You might have listened 20 seconds. I don't know. But if you listen for the full 60, and nobody's talking, it should work. Not a problem.
Okay. I will make sure I listen for at least 60 seconds, because I can't swear that I listened longer than that, but I think the radio was on even after I was monitoring, and I never heard anything like I was interrupting a QSO. But we will be very diligent about that in the future and see if everything works like it's supposed to. But I do believe I had the announce checked, because other times it does announce. So anyway, we'll see what happens, and I appreciate the explanation. And back to that.
And, Pat, I very much appreciate you asking the question, because that's really good. Another thing it does is it turns off announcements at 9 p.m. You can still use it. So if the net controller is hitting the pre-net check-in button, and I don't know if you announced, if yours was before or after, but yeah, I'm just throwing that out there because I just thought of it while you were talking, is you can still do pre-net check-ins after 9 if the net is still going, and a lot of net controllers will just refresh, you know, occasionally while the net's going on to see if anybody used it, and they'll check them in, and you can have it checked to announce, and it will not talk over the net, right? It'll just do an override. It's the same override. So it won't break into somebody's QSO, right, and throw out a check-in. It won't do that, but it will get you checked in, right, and it won't do it after 9 p.m. and before midnight. Right. At midnight, it starts announcing again, but between 9 p.m. and midnight, it won't announce, but it will get you checked in. But if you check in at 10 or 11 and the net's already over, it's not good for the next day. So I'm glad you asked the question, Pat, because if you had that question, I'm sure other people did too. It's just trying to be a little bit more polite. We learn the more we go, the more we do, the more we learn, and just trying to respect everybody's QSO, just like we're supposed to listen. Before we do that, sometimes we don't. Sometimes we miss that. So it's just going to override if we miss it. So appreciate you asking the question. And we do have a couple of Echolink stations that came in while we were talking. So let's give the Echolink stations, the new Echolink stations, the opportunity to check in. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW, please check in. Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo. W2MJB, Mark in Simpsonville. Also, check in my wife, Wendy, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa. That's KN4HTP. I will be negative and negative in a short time tonight, Dave, but thanks for calling at 7-3 to everyone.
W4DJW, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I'm in Pelzer tonight. 7-3 to you, Dave, and all the net. I'll be negative and negative, although I do have a question for you, Dave.
Okay, net controller, I'd like to recognize W2MJV, that is Mark. He's our Sunday night net controller. Bring it with him, KN4HTP, that's Miss Wendy. That's our Monday night net controller who shares Mondays with Robert. Good to have you with us tonight, Mark. Tell Miss Wendy we said hello and do appreciate all you guys do for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And KO4NNH, that's Fred. He's over in Pelzer. Got you checked in, Fred, and you've got a question. Go right ahead with your question.
KO4DJW, KO4NNH. Yeah, Dave, just a quick question. I was monitoring the repeater earlier today, and I heard some kind of siren go off. It sounded like a police siren was going off. It was coming from the repeater. I don't know what was going on, but it might just more or less a question of curiosity. Am I supposed to kind of like address that or no? I mean, I even threw my call sign out there asking somebody, you know, need help.
Hey, Fred, I have heard the same thing. I know exactly what it is that you're talking about. I've heard that since as early as 2004, right? That's when I got my ticket. And I've always wondered what that was, too. The only thing I can figure is you hear it on nets. Somebody has the ability to turn that on and key their mic at the same time, and they're just they can't resist, so they're doing that. It's not a good practice. They should not be doing that. I hear it on HF. I hear it on VHF. I haven't heard it on UHF, but it's a bad practice. They shouldn't be doing it. And our best bet is just ignore it like you don't hear it. The less we say about it, the less they'll know that it's actually doing anything, and maybe they'll get bored with it and quit. But it's nothing you should address, Fred. But I do appreciate you asking.
Okay, Dave. I appreciate it. That's about the only question I had. I heard it earlier today. I threw my call sign out asking if anybody needs help or anything. But anyway, I'll turn it back over to you, KO4NH, back the net.
Okay, Fred. Well, appreciate you asking. If you were curious about it, other people are too. So the more we communicate, the better we are. So kudos for asking. I appreciate that. And we are in the Mike Pupa Pa group, station with the first letter of suffix their call that begins with letters M through P. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Kilo Oscar 4, November, November, Juliet. This is Tyler over in Taylor's. I'll be negative and negative. 7-3 to everyone on the net.
Control. Kilo Delta 4, Tango Whiskey Papa.com. And also check in the Bride, Kilo Golf 4, Lima, Kilo Alpha, that's Angie. We're somewhere in Townville with a campsite. Negative and negative.
Please check in, Kilo, India 4, Oscar, November, Juliet. This is Tom in Greer. I'll be standing by later.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KO4NNJ. I just checked in a KO4NNH, Fred. That's who I was talking to before you, Tyler. So you guys are back-to-back, H and J. And Tyler is camping in Townville. Good to have you this night, Tyler. Tyler's bringing with him KG4. Wait a minute. I got messed up on KO4NNJ. That's Tyler over in Taylor's. Okay, I got ahead of myself. KD4TWP, that's Tom. He is camping over in Townville, and with him bringing his bride, KG4LKA. That's Miss Angie. Tom, tell Miss Angie we said hello. You guys enjoy the nice, cool night outside. It's cool out there. I'm hoping you got a campfire going and you're enjoying the campfire. But appreciate you taking the time to check in. You're sounding good on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And KI4ONJ, that's Tom. He's in Great Court. Haven't heard you in a long, long time, Tom. Good to hear you firing up those 2-meter rigs and dusting off those finals. Good to have you on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. Any other stations, Mike through Papa, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Back control. Oscar 4, November, November, Romeo, Julia and Greenwood, be negative and negative.
Okay, we're getting all the KO4NN stations. This is the third one. Net control, like to recognize KO4NNR. That's Jerry over in Greenwood. Good to have you this night, Jerry. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. You guys are going to have to start a club, the KO4NN Club. Good to have you with us. Hope all's going well with you. Let's go ahead now and bump it up to the Quebec through Tango group, stationed with the first letter suffix their call that begins the letters Q through T. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Check in Alpha. Alpha Four Romeo Mike. AA4RM, my name is Robert, and I'm in Easley.
JW. Will, please check in. Kilo Mike 4, Romeo Golf X-Ray. This is Carol, and I'm in West Union this evening, mobile. 73 to everyone on the net tonight.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize our Monday night net controller that doubles with Wendy. Couldn't think of her name. I had to draw a blank there. AA4RM. That's Robert. He's over in Easley. Good to have you this night, Robert. You're sounding good. I appreciate you taking the time to check in. Appreciate you doubling up with Wendy to cover all Monday nights. You know, you and Wendy covering all Monday nights every month. Appreciate you being there. KM4RGX. That's Carol. Haven't heard you in a while, Carol. That call sign, I had to look at it really carefully. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Carol. Hope all's going well with you. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Any other stations in the Quebec through Tango group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DHAW. Okay, sounds like we got that group. We'll move it on up to the patient group, the uniform through Zulu group. If the first letter suffix of your call begins with letters U through Z and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DHAW.
Ken, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Yankee, Lima, Charlie, KC4YLC, the other David in Whitmire. Good evening to you and everyone on the net. I'll be in and out.
Check in, Kilo X-Ray, 4, Yankee, Mike, Scott,
Greenville, negative, negative. Also my bride, Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Charlie Delta. And my daughter, Kilo Oscar 4, India, Lima, India. Both named Mary. Have a good Saturday, Dave.
Okay, that's a good group. Net Control would like to recognize KE4ZHF. That's Keith over in Columbus. You're sounding good tonight, Keith. We appreciate you taking time to check in with us this evening. You're getting to be more and more regular again. That's good. Maybe propagation is in your favor. Appreciate you being here. KC4YLC, that's David over in Whitmire, the other David in Whitmire. Good to have you tonight, David. Hope you're doing well. KX4YM, that's Scott over in Greenville. Bring with him KO4ACD, that's Miss Mary, and KO4ILI. That's the other Miss Mary. Good to have you guys with us tonight, Scott, Mary, and Mary. Appreciate you being here tonight. Hope all's going well with you. Any other stations? Let's go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet. A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W. Dave and Amy, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're in Holman easily. Joy said to please to tell Amy, or give Amy her best. And we'll be just in and out tonight, Dave. Good evening to you and Amy and all on the net.
Okay, Net Control would like to recognize KI4DOS. That's Gary over in Easley bringing with him K3JOY. That's Miss Joy in Easley. Good to have you guys with us tonight, Gary. I will tell Amy that, and I'm sure she will tell me to tell Joy the same thing. So, glad to hear you on the net tonight. Appreciate all that you do for the net. For calling. That's our Wednesday night net controller there with SwapNet, right? A very popular segment of the Wednesday night Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gary. You enjoy. Take care. Hope you're enjoying the weekend. Any other stations? One last call before we shut down the formal portion of the net all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DW. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Lima Alpha Oscar, KO4LAO, Jim and Traveler's Rest, and I'll be negative and negative. 73 to all on the net, and happy Memorial Day.
JW.
Kilo 4 Romeo Oscar Whiskey, no traffic, no round table.
4 DJW. Ken, KO 4 OEU. David Inman, just standing by listening.
JW. Kilo Oscar 4, Charlie Echo Foxtrot. This is Andrew and Inman, and I'll be negative and negative tonight.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KO4LAO. That's Jim over in Traveler's Rest. Good to have you with tonight, Jim. Hope all's going well with you. Do appreciate you taking time to check in this evening. And K4ROW, that's Richard over in Greenville. You're sounding good tonight, Richard, as usual. Appreciate you taking time to check in this evening. KO4OEU, that's David in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. You sounding good. And KO4CEF, that's Andrew over in Inman. Good to have you with us tonight, Andrew. Appreciate you taking time to check in with us this evening. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet before we shut down the formal portion of that? If you'd like to check in, call W4DJW. Okay, that's not bad. 51 stations checking in on the formal portion of the net alone. That's pretty good. And yes, Jim said, to all those veterans out there, thank you very much for your service. Appreciate what you've done for the United States and for everybody in it. That's a good one, Jim. I forgot that, and I'm glad you brought that to our attention. This is Memorial Day weekend. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the RAGCHU portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAGCHUs. And the first one up on the stump this evening is KN4RJN. That's the former Friday night net controller of this Blue Ridge 2-meter net who is now up in Brown Summit. It's your turn, John. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJW, this is KN4RJN. What's going on in your world, Dave? I haven't talked to you in like forever.
John, for me, it's a lot of work stuff going on. It's interrupting my amateur radio, and it's interrupting my airplane flying. Again, it kind of flared up there. Work needed a whole lot of attention. And so I've been doing nothing but that for like 3 months now. 3 months now it's been taking all of my attention. But I think it's finally under control. And I was actually threatening to go out to the airfield for the first time in a few weeks. I haven't been out there. So that's it with me, is that that four-letter word that a lot of guys don't like to hear on this repeater. How about you? Are the boxes starting to disappear? Is unloading being more and more successful every day, John?
This is CAN4RJN. Negative. I can't get rid of them fast enough. She keeps ordering stuff, and more boxes are coming in, so I can't get rid of the boxes fast enough. I think one of the FedEx drivers has his own coffee cup in our kitchen, because she ordered some blinds because she wasn't happy with the shades that was on the windows, and I haven't quite got all those up yet, and the empty boxes are still sitting out in the garage. And then she ordered this plastic storage shed type thing to put out on the back deck to put some of the extra chairs and stuff in, and that came in a great big huge box. And I've got that about half assembled, and that box is out in the garage. And then there's another box out there for something that came in the other day. I forget what. But, no, I can't get rid of the boxes fast enough. She keeps bringing more in. So, you know, it is what it is. But, yeah, if work is getting in the way of your radio and airplane time, then clearly you're working too hard. How long before you're going to retire?
So that's so I'm eligible for it. I think it was the beginning of this month. But my normal time would be November, not this coming November, but the next November after that. So I've actually got a year and a half to go. It's going to be a long year and a half. Things just kind of blew up at work. I had a really, really bad boss. He's gone. But he brought somebody in who's just like him. So I don't know. It's the court's still out on how that one's going to work out, his replacement. So it's better than it was, but not as bad as it used to be, but it's not completely, the rash isn't completely gone yet at work. But the good news is a year and a half or sooner, I'll be able to retire. I was planning to go all the way to 70 because I'm, you know, the way that I work, it makes it really easy working from home. So I could go till I was 70, I'm thinking, without batting an eye, but because work got kind of turned upside down on its head, it makes it kind of difficult. Well, I understand about the boxes, too. I got me a box cutter, a special box cutter, big heavy-duty one with really nice blades in it. And I kept some of the larger boxes. I put one larger box inside another larger box with the flaps folded down to the inside. And that's where, and so then I just cut all the boxes open and collapse them to make them just a sheet of cardboard. And then I just stack them all up in those two boxes. And then when that fills up, just load that up in the back of the truck and take it to the O'Neill. And they have recycling for cardboard. That's a whole lot better than trying to crush boxes in the trash can. That doesn't work very good. They just take up a lot of space, and then you don't have room for the trash. But I know about the boxes, John. I get it.
Roger. Well, they do recycling up here, but they only do recycling every other week. You've got a separate bin for the trash and then a separate bin for the recycling. And I've cut those boxes down pretty far to get them to fit in the bin. And like I said, they only do it every other week. So as soon as they, as soon as that recycling bin is empty, it's almost full again with more stuff. And and we have a whole lot more recycling than we have trash. But if I can get all the boxes cleared out of there, I might be able to get a second car in. You know, the boxes are taking up valuable real estate, so and that's boxes that have been flattened and cut up, and there's still too much of it. But anyway, I hear you. Well, a year and a half might seem like a long time, but with any luck, it'll go by quick, and then you can devote your life to what you really like to do, which is radio and airplanes. But I'm devoting my life to painting, putting up blinds, assembling furniture. I've got a handrail I've got to put up on the stairwell and a couple of little refinishing jobs I've got to do. So, yeah, that gets in the way of the radio sometimes. But it is what it is. I'm wondering sometimes how I manage to have a full-time job because I've got so much to do now. So... Look forward to retirement, but don't be surprised if you got more work to do than you do now. and I'll pass it back to you.
Okay, John. Yeah, I got the honeydew list up too. I got a wild hair and pressure washed the back deck today. All the furniture and all the flower pots on it. So I was exhausted after that. That's pressure washing. That'll wear you out. I got one of those 4,500 foot-pound PSI pressure washers. It's heavy. And you put this little spinning disc on the end of it that spins around in circles, and it cleans that. It cleans the deck off. It looks like new wood when it's finished with it. But, boy, I feel like a worn-out person. I feel like I've been rode hard and put up wet with that. That thing will beat you to death. But, anyway, the back deck looks good. But, yeah, I got those honey-do lists, too. I know what you're talking about. I got a chalkboard downstairs with a whole bunch of stuff on it that are crossed off and a whole bunch more that's not crossed off. Anyway, John, appreciate you hanging around for the rag-chew portion of the net. Good luck with the cardboard, and we'll catch you next time. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Evening, this is Kilo November 4. Victor Yankee, Allen, Mobile, and Malden. No traffic, no comments.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KN4VVY. That's Allen, Mobile, and Malden. Did you say you were Mobile, Allen?
Roger.
Okay, I thought you said that, but it is kind of scratchy, but that's probably because you're in a shadow. But anyway, you are making it in just fine. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Do take care. Stay safe out there on the mobile. And the next one up on the stump this evening is KC4EZN. That's Harry over in Candler. Harry, it's your turn. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJW, KC4EZN. Good morning, Dave. And good to hear John out there. Take what he's saying to heart when he's talking about being busier when you're retired than when you were working. I experienced a similar thing, and I go through times when I take control, and then I lose control and have to take control again. The biggest problem is all the stuff you get asked to do is ultimately fun, but even fun can be tiring at times. Anyway, I've been working on a lot of solid-state stuff here lately, y'all. I went out the other night to look at the full moon, and when I put my foot down on the bottom step of my front porch steps, the board cracked. Not so solid anymore, and so I went out the next morning and started taking it apart, and basically the part of the stringer sitting on the sidewalk is turned to mush, I've been in the process of disassembling the front porch steps and then looking around at why things were so wet and realizing that there's a fair amount of water comes down the sidewalk when it rains. And basically, things stay wet, what turned out to be a pretty good carpentry job has turned into a water management problem too. So maybe I'm not quite so solid as I thought I was. But anyway, I've finally figured out what I'm going to do and how I'm going to do it. Now I've got to go and do it. And then I pressure wash the sidewalk so I can get it cleaned off and see what was what. So yeah, I know how that works. So W4DJW, KC4EZN.
Well, Harry, I do hope that you already have the replacement wood for that, because listening on this repeater during the daytime, sometimes I unmute it while I'm eating my sandwich, sitting at my desk, eating lunch. I unmute and listen to what's going on, and those guys in the middle of the day are talking about wood prices, like a 2x4, an 8-foot 2x4, costing $10. That's crazy. That's just outrageous. I remember back in the 70s, they were less than a dollar. They were like 79 cents for an 8-foot 2x4. And then when I became an adult and I was like in my 30s, I had to buy some more wood. And I think they were like $2.80 for a 2x4. And I thought, wow, that went up. That's like 3-4 times more than it was than when I was in high school. But okay, that's still not bad. But $10 for a 2x4? Man, I think I'll wait. I got to replace some on the deck too. I noticed when I was pressure washing that the pressure washer, if there's any weak spot, it'll find it, right? It'll blow chunks of wood out of it. So you got to go replace those boards. But that's good to get them replaced, but not for $10 like for, these are 1x6s. I don't know what those would sell for, but I hope you already got the wood for it, Harry.
4DJW, KC4EZ. Unfortunately not. I went cruising through the local big box store yesterday and verified that they had everything that I needed, and went home with a box of screws and looked at my checkbook to see if I need to go back anytime soon. So, yes. I've got to have the stringer there is not very long, 4 foot long, 2x8 would make one of the stringers, and I need 5, which unfortunately 5 is not an even multiple of anything, so I'm going to wind up buying probably 10 foot 2x8s and throwing, well, I won't throw it away, I'll stick it in the corner, but having half of one left over, and yeah, they're running $15-$20 for the pressure treated, and the lumber you don't buy for its appearance, price of lumber's gone up. My wife has a niece, and she and her husband had been working on purchasing a lot and building a house, and by the time they found a lot, everything, the price of lumber had gone up by, $15,000 or $20,000 for the house, and that just a hair over what their budget would allow for what they wanted and where they wanted it. So they're now looking for an already built house that maybe just needs a little bit of tender love and care or something like that. So yeah, I know what the sticker shock is. Been having a little bit of fun tonight. Got the Tintec online, and it's kind of fun using the old manual tuner. And what was even more fun is loading up that 20-foot long off-center fed vertical dipole with that manual tuner, and I actually found a setting on 40 meters that the radio was happy with. The SWR that the radio was seeing, it said it was 2.5, which is, acceptable when that's the best you can do, and I actually made a contact. It was kind of interesting. I made a whole chart, so I can go back and reproduce it. This has got two knobs and a switch that you have to work with to get them all to work together. Got it to work, and I was a little bit surprised at how well it did work. Anyway, back to you, Dave. W4DJW, KC4EZN.
Well, funny that you would bring up auto tuners or manual tuners. Yeah, the manual tuners, well, the power or the amplifier. I used to use an amplifier for a tuner. You can do that. Dip the plate and tune the grid. I forget what it was, but anyway, there's a way to do that. And you can actually make the amplifier the tuner. But I was playing around with mine, with my Whisper. And the tuner, the auto tuner, it's one of those LDG 1000 Pros. It'll take 1,000 watts, a little more than that in some cases. I never use it for more than about 10 or 15 watts, 20 watts at the most. But it got to where it really doesn't want to tune really good anymore. It used to tune really good. So I was just looking up the prices. And I came across a YouTube video of a guy that doesn't use tuners. So I think the title on his was, what auto tuners are the best, or what manual tuners are the best. And when you got to the actual video, he's saying he doesn't use tuners. He just cuts him a dipole to the length that he needs, and that's his tuner. And, that makes a lot of sense. If you're going to do like a fan dipole, if you want to operate three bands, just cut it so it's resonant at all three frequencies that you want. and don't even use a tuner. Don't fiddle around with it. So I kind of like the idea of that. I kind of like his, in the beginning I thought, well, that's not too realistic. But then the more I think about what he said, the more I like the way he was thinking about that. Just cut a fan dipole and have all three frequencies tuned. But if I think one of the reasons I never did that in the past was because I wanted to use all the frequencies. I didn't want to settle in on any frequency. But I think the older I get, I find frequencies that I want to settle in on, and that becomes more applicable than it used to. I don't know about you, Harry, if you like to jump around to a lot of different frequencies, or you have a few that you just use all the time.
Last few years with digital, I'm sort of settled in on those FT8s. Generally, I like to move around, and I guess about 3 years ago, I made a presentation at our hand press on antennas and did a lot of studying. Basically, learned a lot of new stuff, learned a lot of old stuff, and found out that antennas are put some wire. Basically, come down to two philosophies. I have a good friend who his level of knowledge is a couple of notches above mine. He actually understands some of that technical stuff that they talk about. He is a big fan of a resonant dipole, and that's what you're talking about. Play with it, cut it, always start wrong until you get your SWR exactly as best it can be. Then you've got some bandwidth around that, and depending on exactly where it's at, I forgot my goodness, the otter even. Harmonics, but that antenna will work on other bands. And then I tend to go the other way. I like to move around a lot, play a lot, so I go the other route and look for essentially a non-resonant antenna. Let the team do the job. Yes, I realize I'm throwing some power away. I've this 20-foot
good point. You do have to make that decision. And I think in the past I used to wander around a bunch, but here lately I don't wander that much. So yeah, that does affect your choice. Just so you know, you did fade in and out there a couple of times. I'm not sure what was going on. I'm not sure if you're on extra low power or you're all the way up to full 5 watts, but it did fade out a couple of times, but then it would come back. So something's going on there. But when you come back next time, I'll let you know how it sounds. But, yeah, you're right. And the guy that, the YouTube that I stumbled across, I didn't note down what his YouTube channel was, the name of it. But I did notice that, I mean, he made points that are in alignment with somebody who really knows what frequency you want to check, you want to use the most, and just cut it to that length, or cut a fan dipole, multiple bands, and cut each one of those bands to the frequency that you want. And then you don't have to have a tuner. And I kind of like that idea. I like not having to have a tuner. And each one of those, the three that I use, would be shorter than the mystery antenna, which is like about 100 feet across the top. The longest one would be 40-meter dipole, would be 60-some-odd feet. So it would be even smaller. It'd fit in the same amount of space. But I wouldn't be able to use all the bands that I can use, or as much of the bands. But it'd be interesting to look at it on the graph out each one of the dipoles and see how sharp the point is that comes down to the frequency that you tune it to, see how broad it is. Anyway, I'll get back to you, see if you figured out what that was going on with the fading, and if you got anything else. KC4EZN, W4DJW, and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.